Hello and welcome to the Relationship Anxiety Podcast. I'm your host, Mikkel, and today we are talking about worthiness in relationships. Hey guys, what's up? I am coming to you on a beautiful Friday afternoon, and it's so sunny. My family and I are going to head to the lake after I finish recording this, and we're going to do some kayaking, which I'm excited about. And yeah, I have been thinking a lot about worth and how often our worth becomes what causes so much relationship anxiety. Now, if you had told me when I was first dealing with relationship anxiety that it had anything to do with my self-worth, I probably would have laughed at you and said, I'm super confident because I had all these things that I identified as like, I was super outgoing and I would dress cute and I got good grades and I had all these things outside of myself that I could point to for my sense of worth and confidence. But that is exactly what I believe often can fuel relationship anxiety, which is our need to externalize our worth and connect our worth to things outside of ourselves. So, for example, when we struggle with like the question of, is this relationship right or not? Often there can be a connection of worth to always making the right decision. That I, like for me, very much was like the good girl. And I would always like do things right. And I made my parents happy. And that like identity and sense of worth coming from making the right choices. If that's like who you identify yourself as, is you're like, I'm someone who always makes the right choice. And that's what you derive your worth from. Then you will really, really question big life choices and want to make sure you're getting them perfectly right. If you are questioning attraction to your partner or your partner being attracted to you, your sense of worth might be very connected to appearance. Like, I am worthy if I am attractive enough. Or if I am with someone who is attractive enough. I'm worthy if I'm more attractive than the girls around me, or he's worthy, therefore I'm worthy if he looks better than all the other guys I've ever dated or every guy I ever come in contact with. So that type of ranking that we may do around appearance. And what happens when we do this is we get like a very shallow sense of worth or value when we are better than someone else. We might feel like a sense of like pride, truly. And then when we are less than, when we're not as beautiful as someone else, we might feel shame or like something is wrong with us. If you worry a lot about what do other people think of my partner, do other people approve of him? And you spend a lot of time in other people's heads trying to figure out if they like him or not. Maybe you're afraid that they might disapprove of your relationship or think you could do better, or maybe even feeling like they would disapprove of you if they knew all the anxiety that you dealt with in this relationship. Then often our self-worth has become attached to other people's approval. Then we are attaching our worth and our value to other people liking us and other people approving us. And I see that so clearly now for me, where I would have told you, like when I was first dealing with relationship anxiety, that I was very confident, how much my sense of worth was derived from other people approving of my choices and other people approving of me and just who I was. So all of these are examples of ways that we externalize our self-worth. We attach our worth to things outside of us. And like are the decisions we make, how much better we are than other people, or like how we look, other people approving of us or thinking certain things about us. All of these external things, when we attach our worth to them, it manifests as relationship anxiety, getting in a relationship. Because often when we are struggling with our own value and our own sense of worth, we will look for things to boost it. And what better way to boost our worth than a relationship? I think in society, we are just so often sold that our relationship is the thing that is going to complete us and going to make us whole. And so many of us live life with these wounds, with sense of shame or unworthiness, that we then believe a relationship will cure and it will fix. And all of that will be wiped away and we will have this perfect sense of like worthiness, right? When we make the right choice and we find this perfect person that's just so attractive and everyone approves of him, right? That then we're going to just have this innate sense of worth and value and confidence in ourselves. But that innate sense of confidence and value and worth can never come from something outside of you. It cannot come from other people's approval. It cannot come from being attractive or having someone that's attractive. It can't come from how right our choices are. It can't come from guaranteeing your relationship will never end or that you'll never get cheated on. Like, none of those things will prove your value and your worth. It won't ever give you that sense. Whenever we're looking to prove our value and our worth by things outside of us, we will always be chasing and we will always be craving more. It is this bottomless pit because it's not where our worth comes from. Our worth and our value cannot be proven through a relationship. It can't be proven through externalized things. So much of my work that I do with clients, I think often people think like, oh, if I work with you, then I'm going to figure out if my relationship's right. Or, oh, I might figure out that maybe something's wrong and I need to leave. But that's not our work at all. We're not analyzing to figure out anything on your relationship. That is purely fear thinking. And the more time we spend there, the more stuck we get. What we're doing is we're going deeper. And we are building your sense of worth and value. We are helping you create an internalized sense of confidence in yourself. We're taking it away from these things we've given it to, that our worth is not coming from the relationship. It's not coming from having or being the most attractive person. It's not coming from always making right choices. It's not coming from getting everyone else's approval. It's not coming from never getting cheated on. None of those things are where our worth is being derived from. And we're actually creating like a solid sense within you and taking it from this externalized thing that is never filled to this internalized sense of fullness that can never be taken away from you. This internalized sense of worth that is independent of what's going on outside of you. And when you have that, you don't need to be afraid anymore because you have this true, deep, full sense of your own value. And we're not relying on the things outside of us to give it anymore. And when we have that, we become less rigid. We are less afraid of getting things wrong. We're less afraid of not being the best at something. We're less afraid of other people's disapproval because we genuinely love ourselves so wholly. And ultimately, I believe a lot of this comes from our connection to an identity as children of God. And that is ultimately where our value lies. And it's, again, learning to shift from that externalized sense of worth to internalized. And as you do that, like the magic happens. So I want to invite you this week, as you notice anxiety popping up and arising, rather than getting stuck on the surface level thing anxiety is offering, can you go deeper and recognize, like, what is the thing I'm attaching my worth to here? And when you can recognize that, that's where the work is how do I build an internal sense of self-worth around this thing so that it's so independent of it, right? How do I have a sense of worth within myself that is so strong that I don't feel the need to make sure every choice I make is perfect, that I don't feel the need to make sure my partner behaves perfectly. I don't feel the need to make sure my partner's the best, right? Because I am so full of worth and value and confidence within me. And it brings you to this place where it naturally overflows into your relationship. So thanks so much for tuning in today, you guys, to this little nugget of wisdom I had for you today. And you have a beautiful weekend, and I will see you next week. Bye.